From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Millions of gallons of oil have been flowing unencumbered into the Gulf of Mexico nearly all day as BP works to replace the old cap on a blown-out well. NPR's Richard Harris reports under a best-case scenario, the company may be able to stop the flow next week.
Things will actually get worse before they can get better with this plan. Oil will flow unfettered at the top of the well for a number of days while BP works to install a new system for collecting it. BP can reduce that flow once it has installed a system that will draw oil out of the side of the blowout preventer, but the scene underwater is likely to look like an oil geyser for the next few days. Once the new system is in place, BP will use it to test the pressure of oil coming out of the well. The best possible news from that test would be that BP can simply shut the valves and stop oil from flowing. But it's also likely they won't be able to do that, so instead they'll attach more hoses to the well and bring the oil up to ships on the surface. Richard Harris, NPR News.
While work continues on the containment cap in the Gulf, protesters staged a demonstration in New Orleans against BP. A few dozen demonstrators chanting BP spills, BP kills gathered in downtown New Orleans near Jackson Square during a steady rain. Other protests were held in Cincinnati, Chicago, and Sacramento. Officials in Brazil say an Air France jet has made an emergency landing this past hour because of a bomb threat. An airport authority spokesman in Rio de Janeiro says everyone on board has been safely evacuated. The plane left Rio for Paris but made the emergency stop in the northeastern Brazilian city of Recife. Authorities are still checking if there's a bomb on board. The plane was flying the same route as an Air France jet that crashed last June off Brazil's northeastern coast. All 228 people on board that flight were killed. At least four people have died in northeastern Mexico from torrential rains that have pushed the Rio Grande well over flood stage. NPR's Jason Bobian in Mexico City reports local residents say it hasn't been this bad since Hurricane Beulah.
Low-lying areas across the states of Coahuila, Nuevo León, and Tamaulipas have been underwater for more than a week. Initially, they were pounded by Hurricane Alex. Now the runoff from a tropical depression that pushed the Rio Grande to record levels is causing flooding throughout northeastern Mexico. In Coahuila, at least 12 bridges have collapsed. In Nuevo León, which includes the hard-hit city of Monterrey, officials say the rains have caused more than $1 billion in damages. And Friday, in Tamaulipas, fishermen near the coast discovered a pair of sisters, aged 7 and 9, after their family's car was washed downstream 3 days earlier. Both their parents died in the flood, and their 15-year-old brother is still missing. The girls survived, local police say, by clinging to a log for 3 days. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
Governors meeting in Boston this weekend say their main worry these days is how to keep operations running with drastically reduced budgets. Republican Governor Jim Douglas of Vermont says states should be getting more help from Washington. This is NPR. China's Customs Administration reported another large trade surplus on Saturday amid ongoing controversy over its exchange rate policies. Steve Beckner of Market News International has the story.
China's trade surplus rose to $20 billion in June, much bigger than expected and the largest in 9 months. Though China's imports were up 34% from a year earlier, exports were up nearly 44%. While the robust trade results may ease fears of a slowing global recovery, they could also fuel criticism that China is still keeping its currency, the yuan, undervalued to gain an unfair trade advantage. 3 weeks ago, Beijing ended 2 years of fixing the yuan rate against the dollar and let the yuan float higher, but only within a limited range. That move enabled the U.S. Treasury, in its semiannual foreign exchange report, to avoid labeling it a currency manipulator Thursday. But Senate Banking Committee Chairman Chris Dodd and others charged China is still undervaluing the yuan. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Bill Clinton says things are going from bad to worse in Haiti. The former president says several international organizations that promised aid to earthquake survivors have not followed through. So far, Haiti has only received about 10% of the money pledged. Brazil, Norway, and Australia have all given money. So has the U.S., but has sent only $30 million. It pledged $1.1 billion. It all comes down to tomorrow's game in South Africa to determine the winner of the World Cup in soccer. Spain plays the Netherlands for the championship in Johannesburg. Today, Germany beat Uruguay 3-2 for third place. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.